So this is my map of influence. It's been some time since I've done this, and it's been an interesting activity for me to undertake. This is probably the first time I've looked at this in this way since the business that I was a co-director with folded as a result of the pandemic. So my map of influence now as a sole trader working from home is somewhat different, and yet what's also really heartening is that much of it has also stayed the same. So, for example, David, my life partner, my family, and my close friends would still remain the people that I would consider myself to have the most influence with in my private life. And crossing that bridge between my private life as a friend and my professional life as a facilitator is Edith, who manages basically everything for me, and the team of facilitators that I lead that I work alongside. So none of that stuff that's kind of above the line, just around about my photograph, has actually changed. So that's my solid core. That's my go-to people. That's my safe place. That's not to say I get what I want in all of those influencing spaces, but it means I know I do get listened to. Above that, we've got key customers in health and care in Scotland, and that's a space that we've worked in significantly over 20 years, and so there are many customers there who have been in programmes who come back and ask us to provide develop other things for them, and that's moved into key customers in the third sector in Scotland, particularly working with peers and peer networks, which you'll see on the emerging influence line in the centre of the map. We do have customers in the justice sector and senior leaders and CEOs and board members across all of the sectors. And whilst they might not be the same people, those would be sectors that we serviced in our previous business, as well as people that I service and consider myself to have influence with in my current business. In the amber area, the kind of emerging influence, what we can see is how I'm trying to use social media to connect to people differently, emerging influence in the food and drinks industry. And also using that idea, if I don't have an influence, what professional friends do have an influence and how can that work? I touched on the emerging influence within peer networks, and that's continuing to grow. And also what's really interesting, I think, is that we're developing as a result of the work in health and care historically, a new customer base through an online platform that's based in Australia. So that's very exciting. So there's emerging markets in health and care, not just across the other three nations, but wider than that. And of course, we've always got that unknown area, customers that we don't know, who's going to drop into your inbox of a morning, and then how do you influence that the way that you want to from the get-go? And I'm also interested in emerging markets in Europe, particularly around residential development and bringing people back to Scotland and the Scottish landscape to kind of reconnect with core values and purpose. So that's my map of influence as of the 14th of May 2024. And I'm sure that in a year's time, that's going to have stability in some areas and change in others. And like all of the creative pieces that we're asking you to do in this programme, it's really just about you getting that thinking visually out onto a piece of paper, which is a very different thing than just kind of having it in your own mind. And that can then help you to think about, where do I need to influence more? Where do I know my influencing is secure? How can I get feedback on my influencing strategies? And on that, I think it's really helpful once you've done your map that you can share it with others. So I wish you luck with it, and as always, we'll be here to support you with the activity.